historical things like the Sumerian texts in Sumer near Babylon, in Iraq, are coming forth or being discovered, so too will the teachings of the ancients that left at the great cycle before come again into the light. And it's up to you ones who have come back and been sent back with a mission to write these things, to be found again by man when he reaches your point.
Is there anything else that I could be doing to help your cause? I also put in as a part of a question, do you need other outlets for what you're doing? Could you actually train others to do what Dharma does, or is that possible?
I don't need someone else to do what she does. It's like all cooking. If all peel the potatoes, who's going to cook them? What you need to consider is what other... You need to sit and allow God to tell you, son, what you need, or me, or whoever comes to teach and comes to guide. I have all I need here from her, and I hear what you're saying. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. What you need to do is receive for the purpose that you would write. Because it is like Little Crow or anyone. I am writing what I need to write through her. I cannot write through her some of the other things that touch upon what you will know, what will be in your mind, and what people you will touch. That's why you must be open and not be pre-deciding what it is you will write. Don't listen to what Mafu says. Don't listen to what Rampa says. Sit and listen to what God says.
That's good advice.
And you're going to be tested. Sometimes you will hear and you will write words that you will perceive God would not say. We went through it with this scribe. And we had ones writing back, well, my God would not say that, and my domain would not say that, and nobody in the higher realms would use the term bullshit. Well, you will. You will, do you see?
Yeah.
I had to say, when she refused to write, I said, all right, are you going to write this and tamper with it? Or are you going to be an honorable scribe? I'm looking for a secretary. I'm not looking for a critic. Because, you see, when you stop doing it for us and let it flow according to the way it's supposed to and should and must, you will stop criticizing it. You are not capable of criticizing what God needs to get across to his people now.
Okay, I guess I'm asking for is a little help, because it's such an enormous task, and I want to just be of some service, because such a critical time here in history, and you know, there's so much that we should be doing, and there seems to be so few of us that listen, and I want to make sure I'm on the right path and that I'm headed in the right direction, and I just need a little help and some guidance, and I appreciate what you're doing now.
Well, you sit to pen, pick it up, take a few good deep breaths and release it to God and ask him, and maybe you'll sit there and maybe it won't come the first time. But I would suggest that whatever comes into your mind, regardless of how ridiculous, and the sillier it is, the more you're going to have to cleanse your space. It's like playing with a Ouija board. The little dark energies are gone, and the little playful ones will end up putting the most ridiculous things into your mind. Go ahead and write them. Look at them and discard them, and tell them, I'm discarding you. This is silly. Now, I want the light. I want the light and my purpose, and I will accept no other. And it will begin to work itself out. Part of that is your testing. Do you mean what you say, or are you playing more games with God? Do you really want to write? Or are you going to judge what I'm going to give you to write? I want you to be discerning, but I only want you to be discerning to the point that only the lighted guide is allowed within. And on order, when your intent is that way, it will come across and the dark energies will go away. They certainly will. That is required of them.
If I say, I just want the lighted being, so be it, And then that has to be, right?
Yes. But that intent has to come from within. And I hear it. Yeah, I hear it in you. You really want to do this. You want to serve.
Yes, it needs to be done. Okay, can you tell me about Elizabeth Clare Prophet? Are you working with that group, or is that false?
Well, that would be up to Jermaine. I don't, but into his business. He had been their guide, and we have different responsibilities, and mine is to get this word out. I don't pay a lot of attention to the Prophet group. Mark Prophet was an amazing man. He was gifted, he received. And let us say that as with so many of these ones that become groups, it gets carried to the extreme, and churches are built around them, and organizations are built around them, schools are built around them, and it falls into a typical heap of rubbish. That doesn't mean that she is a heap of rubbish. It means that by the impact of the human adversary on a given organization, it falls apart. And that's why we absolutely have none here. We put the word out. There's a little group that meets every now and then when we have an open meeting of some kind, because I have to call it a group simply because usually the same ones come, but ones come from all over. We do not represent as a church. We represent as nothing like that. We're not a cult. We're not anything like that. And whatever projects there are done as different ventures, different corporations, different whatever, each one serving according to their best ability, but doing it in a very business way, with integrity and honor.
Okay, I've been seeing, since I talked to you last time, at least I think I've been seeing, lots and lots of UFO activity, and I thought I saw like 15 or 20 UFOs one morning when I got home. How real is that? Is that part of the government? Is that a mixture of the government and you guys? What's going on?
We have ones in your space all the time now. And most of the time they will be invisible. At other times they are making themselves more and more visible. You also are putting up craft similar to the Aurora that are running on now on photon power, so that they will have extremely brilliant lights in the nighttime. It's a little hard for me to analyze, but you are in one of the hottest spots in your nation, probably in this hemisphere, right around Gallup and Albuquerque, moving on up into White Sands.
Okay, so when you said that there was craft in the space that where I'm at, is that what reason is that? Is it for the protection I asked for, or is it just for something else that's going on that you're looking at?
It's for several reasons. One, your own people, your government, your military, know we're there. Part of it is to make presence known that there is a limit beyond which they will not go. You see, they have some of our people in some of those facilities. They have used our people, some of them, to clone others. They have also cloned a lot of little grays. It's all very technical, and I just will not jeopardize any of you, like you, by giving information that is it's not good intelligence. But much of the reason that you will see our craft are for two reasons. One, to remind our own people that we are present, and to remind our people's enemy, which may seem like your government and your big brother, they are not your friend. And we are there to remind them that we can evaporate them instantly.
Okay, what are they digging under Gallup? You said they were digging under Gallup right now. They getting ready? What are they making? Is there any way for me to prove that to anybody else?
All they've got to do is close their eyes and listen, and you can hear the equipment going. You have to have a place where the population that the elite thinks they're going to, quote, save, have security. And they're going to let some of their selected few who will serve them later into those safety places. You see, there fully is planned a nuclear war. I don't believe that it will be stalled off. Now, I want you ones to understand that we also have control of some of those tunnels. Now, there's something that you Indians are going to have to accept, and that is that part of the evolution of life after death has taken place in the places within Earth itself. And there are atmospherians in your places now. There are massive cities, if you will, off the Philippines. There is a civilization, if you will, under areas of New Mexico and Arizona. And some of those ones, in their proper time, will be coming to the surface. And this is why some of the Indian tribes say, no, I am of Mother Earth. I am birthed of the Earth. And that is absolutely so.
Okay, so are they making a secret facility of genetic manufacture? Or is it some kind of special place they're making under Galp right now? Or is it just another one of these huge underground facilities for people to stay in case there's a war?
Well, you're going to find that the ones under Gallup, for instance, are going to be a little more friendly than the ones, say, under White Sands.
That's as far as
I'm going to go.
Is there another facility at Dulce, New Mexico?
Oh, yes.
And is that
a large facility at Dulce?
Is that the one they talk about where there's a lot of genetic stuff going on and there's grays that have been cloned? Are those cloned grays, or are the grays actually working with the government?
Well, don't worry about it. Let's put it that way. Most of the ones are cloned. There were a few who came in early on, and basically some contractual agreements were made, but it just flat is disinformation the way the UFO community is presenting it to you. And don't consider that those little grays are your enemies. These clones are the best thing that literally ever happened to your place in the long run, because let's remember something. The adversary can only destroy or manufacture. He can only work with what is available in the human or the physical realm. Only God can breathe life, that means soul life, into anything. And that's why this interesting little concept of the clump of clay, etc., and he breathed life into it and it became man. Now, you know that's not the way it worked, literally. But it could have. Only God, the Great Spirit, the one source, through the lighted energy form of projection, can breathe life into these little beings. That means soul. And all souled beings actually are looking for their reconnection with God Creator. And therefore they become one of God Creator's little weapons.
Okay.
So what will happen with the clone beings, most of them will just cycle until that period of time when they would ordinarily die, if you will, in a bodily form, just like a tree or a flower or whatever. But some will come up, and they will be programmed even to attack or to do whatever. And all we have to do is just breathe life into them, and they're reprogrammed instantly, so they do not do. Now, what you may find is that in your perception, these are very destructive. They may go right over and knock over your neighbor. I want to ask you again, whose side are you on? Because the way that this will all end, precious ones, and you're going to have to face it, is that the adversary will devour itself.
Okay, we're getting ready to do an AIDS awareness kind of a public forum here next Tuesday. I want to be clear. I know that it was created by man. I know it was Vishnu sheep brain rot and the bovine cattle disease. But can you give me some more clear identification on the creation of AIDS and what needs to be told to the public to help their understanding of this very important matter and what they can do about it?
Well, number one, it is not only transferred through sexual intercourse. As a matter of fact, that is not how it is transferred. They're doing it right now on the shuttle. They're telling you they're growing crystals. Viruses are simple crystalline life forms. And they have a DNA structure, as does every cell. The smallpox vaccine given to hundreds of thousands of South Africans because they were having a smallpox epidemic, and that was the guise under which they could introduce it. There were also thousands of Haitians in South Africa working on a major environmental project, a dam, if I recall, but I wouldn't hold me to that. Anyway, the Haitians were there, so they were also inoculated. But they ended up with the AIDS virus, which they then carried back to Haiti. Now, this still was not getting the population that the United States wanted to hit to get on with the depopulation that needed to be done by the end of the millennium. So you had a situation where it was then laced into hepatitis B vaccine, which was a disease going on in the homosexual gay community. And so under the guise of we are going to inoculate for hepatitis B, and let me tell you, they are doing it right now, and it is being required in children in Canada. And it is intended to be used exactly the same way on children in the United States very, very soon. They're already doing test cases around. And I believe one of your questions was going to be to me, what about the Lakota Sioux? What are they doing? What are these inoculations going on? This is exactly what they're doing. They will introduce into something into these ones something that later they can say, oops, well, we didn't know. They know exactly what they're doing. This is why the HIV virus and AIDS as a community of diseases is being reclassified to include many more things, because there are many, many of these viral introductions now that have no treatment. They become fatal diseases. The point is to have 100 million Americans gone by year 2000. That is a lot of people. And of course the elite want to hit the groups of people that they want to exterminate. It's pure genocide any way you add it up.
Okay. Now,
as far as AIDS to your groups of people, safe sex doesn't cut it. It is a blood-borne disease. It is an airborne disease. Spittle.
Can you get it like a flu?
Yes, you can.
So what protection can you have against it? You talked about the crystal life mix, and what else can you do?
Well, you have to get your own body so that it protects itself from that virus. And what these ones around here are doing, I am not in the practice of medicine. I can tell you how to help your body. You get food grade. Don't go down to the drugstore and get hydrogen peroxide. Get food grade from a health store. It will usually come in different strengths. 35% food grade is sufficient. That's what you would want. And you start off with one or two or three drops in about 4 ounces of water, two or three or four times a day, building up by one drop each time until you reach 10 drops. And then you go on up, never going above 25 drops in any one of those dosages. But you start off because it releases toxins, it releases oxygen. But what it does is with the crystal life, it has a DNA crossover. And this is why I have also said that if you can take an algae like chlorella, you have a specific bullet to counter those particular viruses. It explodes them. Every time an HIV virus enters a given body, let us say you have AIDS, you give it to someone else. when that virus goes into that next DNA cellular structured body, it will mutate because it's going to have to meet their DNA blueprint. It's even more specific than any fingerprint. And it mutates for every being that it contacts their cells. All crystal life does is chondriana, has its own reaction with the hydrogen peroxide, which releases, you see, oxygen, etc., 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 in the right amounts to cause this combination within the cell. And this can be done in a chlorella base, for instance, that makes it an absolute bullet. It will go directly to the cell, and it will break through the wall of the cell, and it will get to the virus. The reason you can't treat the virus is because there is the cell wall barrier. The virus itself is very lazy. It is the laziest virus that was ever created by man or God. It goes within the cell where it's easily protected, and this is why aqueous penicillin was put aside. Aqueous penicillin given in large dose will penetrate that wall and get that virus. But they don't let you have that anymore. And this is why food and health stores that handle hydrogen peroxide, when they are raided, they take away the hydrogen peroxide because this is the catalytic agent. Now, interestingly enough, the reason that vitamin C is so valuable to the body, what it does is through its own catalysis, it creates hydrogen peroxide, and which later breaks down and does these other things. Now, these at this point are things that can be gotten easily. The peroxide can be gotten in any good health store, or you can ask them where you can get it. And it's relatively inexpensive, plus the fact that if there is a problem with the water, these ones are now treating the water even out of their purifiers with 7 drops per gallon of 35% food-grade hydrogen peroxide purifies it. It kills not only the little vermin that you would ordinarily kill in water, it is totally safe in that amount where chlorine is poison, and it also gets the viruses. And yet I have to say, for protection of myself and my people, I am not in the practice of medicine. I am not in the practice of law. I can only tell you that this will enhance the way you feel. It enhances your body physically so that it can ward off these things. It is not a cure as such.
Okay, is there anything that we've missed on this interview that you would like to talk about that I have failed to ask you in this short time? I would, if it was up to me, I'd do this for 10 hours.
I know, and so would I.
So you tell me what we've missed to wrap this up.
Well, I don't think that we've missed anything in the interview, and there is such a thing as overload, and I realize that the way you handle this is superior, because you don't overload all at once. And probably the better thing to do is to do it often, and then at one particular setting, it's not so overloading.
Okay, let me ask one last question. What happened to Amelia Earhart? I guess people would like to know that. You know, it's not really important. What happened to her?
She was had. She was set up, and literally she was carrying, I hate to be so ridiculous and trite as to say spy papers, but she was. They set her up for a trip and a half, and she got it. She knew literally what she was doing, but she was carrying critical national papers, and therefore she was brought down. She was brought down onto an island, and she survived there for a while. It was deliberate. I know that it is so hard for you ones to believe. that it is deliberate. But you watch what is happening. I can't advise you enough. Watch the non-news, especially watch CNN. It is what they don't tell you, and then what finally, when it builds up enough from the public that they have to tell you something, as you get your mind trained as to what to see, it is like you can't even repeat anything they say because of what you know then is taking place. And your men that went and served in Saudi Arabia are being methodically killed. They were given inoculations laced, again, with a little form of anthrax, just different enough. It took a few months before even the first symptoms began to show up. And now, after 2 years, people are dying. It is hitting the affected ones like, first comes loss of memory. I mean literal loss of memory of things that you would, or not just forgetfulness. Literal blank out of memory. That means that the brain is being affected. The nervous system is being heavily affected. That's what it is. It's against the nervous system. And ones began to wobble when they walk. They began to lose function and control of their arms, much like a spastic child. And they realize they're coming down with something. At first it feels like the flu. And then it feels like this chronic fatigue syndrome they talk about, because literally the fatigue is so great that you can't get up and go about your work. And ones are literally losing their entire life existence. And there is no known treatment for it. If I could reach everyone that has it, I would tell them to go get some crystal life, some hydrogen peroxide, and some chlorella to build up their system with foodstuffs, because algae is a whole food and it reacts with these other products. It's incredible. And I know that it's very hard for man to believe that his own brother would do this to him. But there's something you have to know, and that is that the adversary, Satan himself, for lack of a better term, has known ever since the beginning what he would do, and he has never lost sight of his goal, whereas most men have lost sight of their goal, and that is toward their own progression. And you're stuck, and they need to depopulate this planet, and this is what they're going to do. And they start wars. It'll all come out. You see, confirmation's coming out on everything. Everything I'm telling you from the past, it comes out. Because truth will always out. God is open. There is nothing secretive. There is nothing hidden. It is only mysterious because you don't know it yet. But he's trying to tell it to you as quickly as you can and will absorb it. Everything, on the other hand, that the adversary offers to you is either clandestine, deceitful, open lie, or hidden. Secret rituals, etc., that go beyond privacy and into the hide it from somebody else, usually a lighted being or the light. This is why you have to look very carefully at all secrets. What do they really hide? What is it that a secret has that you don't want anyone else to know? And it usually has to do with the fleshly, greed, cover-up, thievery something that you want to hide. All else is open. Well, God is totally open. And all of these things will evolve into the truth, just exactly like the arrangement that allowed, all the while knowing full well about the war and Pearl Harbor, your president knew it was coming, the military knew it, and did nothing. Allowed that to happen. literally with agreements that set it up to happen.
You're talking about Pearl Harbor, right?
Yes, and it's gone right on through every war you've had.
Okay.
It's hours and hours and hours of talk.
Okay, I'm going to have to end it here, and I'm going to have to tell you I really enjoyed this time, and I appreciate your efforts. I know I do, and I know others are coming around. It's taken so long, but I appreciate it very greatly that you will even take some time with this humble person here in Gallup. So I appreciate what you're doing, and thank you very much for allowing me to speak with you.
Well, son, any time. I mean that. We can do it 6 times a week if you want.
Well, I'd like to do it like every 2 weeks at least, okay?
But very good. Just let us know.
Okay,
and
we
you
sure will.
Sit and you get God there with you and you start writing. It probably will not be on these things.
Okay.
Let it flow. It's where it will be needed.
Okay. I will surely do what I can.
Blessings.
Once again, thank you very much.
You are most welcome.
Okay.
Salut.
Bye.
Historical things like the Sumerian texts in Sumer near Babylon in Iraq are coming forth or being discovered. So too will the teachings of the ancients that left at the great cycle before come again into the light. And it's up to you ones who have come back and been sent back with a mission to write these things, to be found again by man when he reaches your point.
Is there anything else that I could be doing to help your cause? I also put in as a part of a question, do you need other outlets for what you're doing? Could you actually train others to do what Dharma does, or is that possible?
I don't need someone else to do what she does. It's like all cooking. If all peel the potatoes, who's going to cook them? What you need to consider is what other... You need to sit and allow God to tell you, son, what you need, or me, or whoever comes to teach and comes to guide. I have all I need here from her, and I hear what you're saying. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. What you need to do is receive for the purpose that you would write. Because it is like Little Crow or anyone. I am writing what I need to write through her. I cannot write through her some of the other things that touch upon what you will know, what will be in your mind, and what people you will touch. That's why you must be open and not be pre-deciding what it is you will write. Don't listen to what Mafu says. Don't listen to what Ramtha says. Sit and listen to what God says.
That's good advice.
And you're going to be tested. Sometimes you will hear and you will write words that you will perceive God would not say. We went through it with this scribe, and we had ones writing back. Well, my God would not say that, and my domain would not say that, and nobody in the higher realms would use the term bullshit. Well, you will. You will, do you see?
Yeah.
I had to say, when she refused to write, I said, all right, are you going to write this and tamper with it? Or are you going to be an honorable scribe? I'm looking for a secretary. I'm not looking for a critic. Because, you see, when you stop doing it for us and let it flow according to the way it's supposed to and should and must, you will stop criticizing it. You are not capable of criticizing what God needs to get across to his people now.
Okay, I guess I'm asking for is a little help, because it's such an enormous task, and I want to just be of some service, because it's such a critical time here in history, and you know, there's so much that we should be doing, and there seems to be so few of us that listen, and I want to make sure I'm on the right path and that I'm headed in the right direction, and I just need a little help and some guidance, and I appreciate what you're doing now.
Well, you sit to pen, pick it up. Take a few good deep breaths and release it to God and ask Him, and maybe you'll sit there and maybe it won't come the first time. But I would suggest that whatever comes into your mind, regardless of how ridiculous, and the sillier it is, the more you're going to have to cleanse your space. It's like playing with a Ouija board. The little dark energies are gone, and the little playful ones will end up putting the most ridiculous things into your mind. Go ahead and write them. Look at them and discard them, and tell them, I'm discarding you. This is silly. Now, I want the light. I want the light and my purpose, and I will accept no other. And it will begin to work itself out. Part of that is your testing. Do you mean what you say, or are you playing more games with God? Do you really want to write? Are you going to judge what I'm going to give you to write? I want you to be discerning, but I only want you to be discerning to the point that only the lighted guide is allowed within. And on order, when your intent is that way, it will come across, and the dark energies will go away. They certainly will. That is required of them.
If I say, I just want the lighted being, so be it, and then that has to be, right?
Yes, but that intent has to come from within, and I hear it. Yeah, I hear it in you. You really want to do this. You want to serve.
Yes, it needs to be done. Okay, can you tell me about Elizabeth Clare Prophet? Are you working with that group, or is that false?
Well, that would be up to Germain. I don't butt into his business. He had been their guide, and we have different responsibilities, and mine is to get this word out. I don't pay a lot of attention to the Prophet group. Mark Prophet was an amazing man. He was gifted, he received. And let us say that as with so many of these ones that become groups, it gets carried to the extreme, and churches are built around them, and organizations are built around them, schools are built around them, and it falls into a typical heap of rubbish. That doesn't mean that she is a heap of rubbish. It means that by the impact of the human adversary on a given organization, it falls apart. And that's why we absolutely have none here. We put the word out. There's a little group that meets every now and then when we have an open meeting of some kind, because I have to call it a group simply because usually the same ones come, but ones come from all over. We do not represent as a church. We represent as nothing like that. We're not a cult. We're not anything like that. And whatever projects there are done as different ventures, different corporations, different whatever, each one serving according to their best ability, but doing it in a very business way, with integrity and honor.
Okay, I've been seeing, since I talked to you last time, at least I think I've been seeing, lots and lots of UFO activity, and I thought I saw like 15 or 20 UFOs one morning when I got home. How real is that? Is that part of the government? Is that a mixture of the government and you guys? Is that a sign, or what's going on?
We have ones in your space all the time now, and most of the time they will be invisible. At other times they are making themselves more and more visible. You also are putting up craft similar to the Aurora that are running on now on photon power, so that they will have extremely brilliant lights in the nighttime. It's a little hard for me to analyze, but you are in one of the hottest spots in your nation, probably in this hemisphere, right around Gallup and Albuquerque, moving on up into White Sands.
Okay, so when you said that there was craft in the space that where I'm at, is that what reason is that for? Is it for the protection I asked for, or is it just for something else that's going on that you're looking at?
It's for several reasons. One, your own people, your government, your military, know we're there. Part of it is to make presence known that there is a limit beyond which they will not go. You see, they have some of our people in some of those facilities. They have used our people, some of them, to clone others. They have also cloned a lot of little grays. It's all very technical, and I just will not jeopardize any of you, like you, by giving information that is not good intelligence. But much of the reason that you will see our craft are for two reasons. One, to remind our own people that we are present, and to remind our people's enemy, which may seem like your government and your big brother, they are not your friend. And we are there to remind them that we can evaporate them